This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1266. One essential word to boil it down in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Today, a listener asks us about how to use the word essentially. We break it down to two basic meanings. Listen in to increase your vocabulary to the highest level today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, I am good. I am good. It's Monday, getting ready to start my week.
And yeah.
I'm essentially ready to record. I mean, I'm a little tired, though, to be honest.
Oh, essentially ready. I'm glad to hear that. I'm ready for a vacation. It's the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. That's going to be good.
I am excited too.
Yeah.
It's that time of year when everything kind of like starts to get exciting, but also kind of like slow down. Like I feel like the work schedules kind of like go like a little like,
I don't know,
everybody ends up working from home more, things like that.
Yeah. It is hard to really focus and get a lot done in these last few months of the year. It's tough. I mean, I know right now I will be, as this episode comes out, I'll be getting off my red eye. I know I always say another red eye and I do them. You know why? Because I'll be flying from Denver to Boston back home to see my family. And to be honest, it's just the cheapest way to get from Denver to Boston or California to Boston.
It's good to save money for sure. I have a question. Is it cheaper to fly from California to Boston or from Denver?
Believe it or not, you can find cheaper flights from LAX, LA, to Boston because they're bigger airports and Denver's in the middle of the country. It's a big city, but it's not as massive as LA. So yeah, that's why. Ironically, it's a shorter flight, but it's a little more expensive.
Oh, wow. So what day are you leaving?
I'm leaving Sunday night. So last night, so as of the episode coming out, I'm going to be home for a long time, for like 10 days, because I want to hang with my niece. I want to hang with my parents. And so, yeah, that's my plan.
Great. Oh, that's good that you'll have that
chance. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But essentially, yeah, I can't wait for a vacation.
Me too. Oh my gosh. And Lindy, we are using this word essentially. I love this word. And we have a great question from a listener about this word. Lindsay, you want to read the question for us?
Yeah, this is from Joseph on August 3rd, 2019. He says, first of all, I'd like to thank the three of you. I first started listening to your podcast in 2016, around episode 200, talking about the word literally. And that's very transformative for me. I changed my life of learning English. I just want to say thank you for that. Mm. I love how you show us tons of real English usages that we can't find in a textbook. Awesome. Joseph, congratulations on...
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Here's what I want to know more about the word essentially. Since I'm a Thai teacher, I get to work with American students all the time, and I've been hearing this word everywhere. And I kind of know the meaning, but I'm just not very sure about it. I hope you can help me figure that out, and it can be very helpful to others who want to sound native too. Thank you.
Awesome. I wonder if Joseph is living in Thailand or living in the US or where he is.
Yeah, Joseph, let us know where you are. This is a really good question. I love these questions that are about, like, it's so funny when they're about one word, but there's so much in that one word.
Oh, there's so much. It's packed. We could do a lot today. This is great.
Right. I also love that teachers listen to this show. So I wanted to give a shout out to the teachers. Not an easy job, but it's a fun one. So thanks for everything you guys do.
Absolutely. Let's get into it, Michelle. Essentially.
All right. So essentially has two meanings.
Yeah. So what are they? I see what you did there.
That's my little joke for today. Essentially. Okay. Guys, they are very close in these meanings, if not essentially the same. I did it again.
Oh, Michelle, you're just an artist of words. Oh my God.
I'm in that kind of mood towards the end of the year. What can I say? It's almost vacation.
So the first one, right, is basically. Okay. Yeah. And this is a good one. So, you know, for example, essentially, you need to add these three numbers up to get the answer.
Right. Yeah, that one sounds like very teachery to me, right? It's like basically, right? This is what you need to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of instructive. It's kind of clear cut. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Or if I were to say to you, to get to the Upper West Side, you need to take the 1, 2, or 3 train. Essentially, use any of the numbers in red.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Essentially use it. Yeah. So again, I think this word is kind of like a catch-all in some ways. I mean, we use it it covers a lot of things. But yeah, this is a good way to break it down between basically and then the next one is mostly. That's the other meaning of it, right, Michelle? Mostly.
Right. And with the one with basically, you know, the idea is that you're simplifying something.
Yeah. It's
right?
it's like saying the essence of this. The essence of this is this, right?
Right. The essential point, right?
Exactly. The essence of the way to get to the Upper West Side is to take the 1, 2, 3. Okay, perfect.
Exactly. So yeah, so that other one is like mostly, which is basically, which is essentially the same. But for example, he's essentially a great worker, but sometimes he's a bit lazy, right? So I could be saying mostly, but also basically is the same. But you know, it's kind of the context. It's like, and also the way that we say it, right? He's essentially a great worker, but sometimes he was a bit lazy. So what does that mean when I say essentially?
I mean, it means mostly, exactly. Mostly, almost entirely, you know, he's 95% a great worker, but there's 5% of him that can be a little lazy. So, yeah, I think in this case, I think it's the lines really blur between basically and mostly. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I think it's more about the context. Like one is like making things easier. Mm-hmm. Right. Like essentially this is what you need to do. Whereas this one, it's like, essentially, like for the most part, right?
Yeah, I see what you mean. So for the first one, basically, it's kind of like breaking it down, simplifying things. Okay.
Right. If I had to give a difference between the two, that's what I would say. What's another example with this one?
So the traffic in LA is essentially okay if you leave before rush hour, but you still may have trouble at times. And I would have to disagree with that. After 2 months living in LA, no, it's not okay. Anyway, it's not okay. I mean, honestly, if you're driving at midnight, it's great. It's great. You can fly down the highway.
Yeah.
But any other time of the day, obviously in rush hour, it's bad. But any time of the day, you're sitting in traffic.
Right. Oh, my God, that's terrible. Yeah. So here you're using it like the traffic in LA is mostly okay, even though you said that this is not true. But because it's essentially okay, right? Yep. And you know, also think about the word placement. I feel like it can change, but I feel like a lot of the time when I hear it like this, it's like something is essentially something. Whereas the other way, I might say it at the beginning of the sentence.
And that reflects how we would use mostly too, right? So he's mostly a great worker. Right. Or the traffic in LA is mostly okay if you leave before rush hour, right? Yeah.
And it's not that I couldn't say essentially he's a great worker, but I don't know. I feel like I usually hear it this other way.
Yeah, I like that. Are there any other examples for our listeners? This is a good episode. This is a high level episode to push our advanced listeners today.
For sure. So this is a fun one. She's essentially a good cook, but her potatoes are disgusting.
Oh, it's all relative, Michelle, isn't it? It's all relative. You're not comparing. Right. Like, I mean, we don't want to compare to like a famous Parisian chef or anything, but.
right.
How about this one? I can essentially just call two places and probably choose from those for the party. So what are we trying to say here?
It's like I can basically call just two places. Like, you know, that's how I feel like the definition is more like in this one. What do you think?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I think we've done a good job here breaking it down. This is a tough one to explain, honestly, this word essentially. But I think breaking it down between basically and mostly, you know, that really shows you the two differences, guys.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, it kind of reminds me of like the episode we recently did. I'm not sure if we have the episode number, but the don't quote me on that one. Do you remember that, Lindsay?
Yeah, that was a good one. How is that similar?
A bit, you're like, what are you doing? What are you getting?
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Okay, because hear me out. I think that it's essentially maybe kind of non-committal. When you say like, when you use it, especially in the mostly way, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, you're saying like, oh, essentially I like him, but sometimes, you know, in a way it's like non-committal.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean. So both saying, so guys, go back and listen to that don't quote me on that episode. Just type quote into the search bar, you'll find it. So both ways are kind of not committing 100% to something. You're saying mostly something is true, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, whereas where you're using the first episode, the definition, the basically, maybe a little less so, but it just made me think of that. So what else can you say besides basically or mostly or essentially, Lindsay? What are some other things you could say?
So this one's good. It's a little more drawn out, but what it boils down to. So Michelle, is there a sample sentence for us?
Yeah, you can say you can get there in 20 minutes. What it boils down to is you have to give yourself enough time so you aren't late.
Oh, this one takes a long time to say, but it's kind of fun.
You can also say what it comes down to.
What it comes down to. Yeah, for sure. Okay. For sure. I like that we say boil.
Boy, I know. It's an interesting picture.
Yeah, the cooking pieces in there too. And then for the most part is another thing we could say that would be the same. So the kids were good for the most part, but they didn't make a mess. Right. So the kids were good for the most part. Or I would even say the kids were good for the most part. You know, they didn't make a mess. They're mostly good. 90% good.
Right. And I think that one goes more with the mostly definition.
Yeah, I agree, Michelle. This is a good one. Wow. So should we challenge our listeners to use this, start using this or start listening to it? What should they do?
We should challenge our listeners. Of course we should challenge them. Guys, I'm challenging you right now. That's what I'm doing.
Exactly. And I just want to give you guys a tip. If you are taking IELTS, this word would be super high level, right? Especially when you get into parts of speaking part three, where you're talking about societal questions, bigger picture things. If you could throw this in there, you would definitely impress the examiner. But you can get more information on how to impress the examiner if you sign up for our podcast, our other podcast called the IELTS Energy Podcast. Go and search for it and hit subscribe.
Awesome. Lindsay, well, this has been fun. It's a good word. You can give directions using this word, right? You can describe something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, try it today. It can really add a lot to what you were talking about in one little word.
Yeah, exactly. And follow up with us, guys. If you do use this out in the world and then another question comes up based on that scenario, come back to us with another question, okay? So send your super specific questions to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. We love getting those questions. Don't you love that, Michelle, getting questions from listeners?
Oh, I love that because guys, we want to give you what you need,
yes.
Right? And we have our ideas and we can take from our lives and everything like that. And, you know, that's where a lot of the episodes come from, things that we use. So, you know, we come at it from a different side though, but we are here for you. The show is for you. It's not for us. It's for you. Yeah. So when you have these questions, it's so helpful because it really shows, okay, this is something that somebody is actually waiting to hear from us, right? And
yes.
This is going to help our listeners. And we bet that other people have similar questions. So that's why the questions are so good. So I do love hearing from you guys.
Yeah, 100%. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today and have a good start to your Thanksgiving week.
Thank you, Lindsay. Have a good one.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.